from his post-Clash era and pre-Clash era. There's some 101ers in there, but there's also soundtrack songs he did, Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, songs he did with the Pogues, Latino Rockabilly War, and gonna play two songs off of 001. The second song is from the South Park Chef Aid album from way back in the dinosaur age, so you're gonna enjoy that. I also have some Clash in there, and I'm also gonna play close with a song by Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, because over the weekend I was at the Midway Cafe for a record release show for Blame Shifters and Time and Place, and me and Brandon, the lead singer of Time and Place, we were talking about Joe Strummer, and those fans of the show, and there are at least three of you, will remember that back in December at a Joe Strummer anniversary passing show, and some of my friends and, you know, various collaborators recorded little blurbs about what songs of his meant the most to them and so on, and I wanted to have Brandon that contribute one, and without my prompting he picked the song I'm going to play from Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros, and he didn't get a chance to record it, but he has it written down, and at some point if I do get the show back next season, knock on wood and write your congressman, we'll get him in here to say it perhaps live in person. We'll figure something out, but until then, that song, and we'll have to tide you over, and you'll have to wait till the end of this block to see what it is. But first things first, two songs from the 001 compilation. This was a soundtrack song to a movie I cannot recall, but that's the way a lot of those soundtrack songs worked, wasn't it? Anyway, Joe Strummer.
So late at night.
Check the British bullets in his armory.
rose, Johnny Appleseed. He might pass by in the hour of need. A lot of souls came from nowhere.
And that's Joe Strummer and the Mescaleros live version from one of his final performances at the Acton Town Hall in London in support of some striking firefighters, because that's what he would do, you know. And that was also a show where Mick Jones jumped on stage, because when you're Mick Jones, you can kind of do that. And it's the first time they'd played in like 20-ish years, and would be the last time, alas and alack. For that, The Clash, Washington Bullets from Sandinista, and two from Joe Strummer 001, the forthcoming box set, Rose of Aaron and It's a Rockin' World, the latter written for South Park, because, you know, why wouldn't you? Moving right along, going to try to make this quick because I fear that I have just maybe a minute too much music for all of you, so we'll try to make this quick. Here's Van Morrison and the Chieftains. You know what? I got nothing else to say. This is fantastic.
Near a Banbridge town in the county down one morning last July. From a boring green came a sweet Colleen, and she smiled as she passed me by. She looked so sweet from her two bare feet to the sheen of her nut brown hair. Such a coaxing elf, sure I shook myself for to see I was really there. From Battery Bay, a
of the daring Jay. I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I've seen like the brown Colleen that I met in the county town. As she onward spits, sure I scratch my head and I look with the feeling rare. And I said, says I to a passerby, you're the maid with the nut brown hair. He smiled at me and he says, says see, that's a gem of Ireland's crown. Young Rosie McCann from the banks of the Banshee, the star of the county down. From Bantry Bay of the Daring Jay, I'm from Galway to Dublin town. No maid I seen like a fair Colleen that I met in the county town. At the harvest fair, she'll be surely there, and I dress in my Sunday clothes. But my shoes shone bright and my hat cocked right for a smile from a nut brown rose. No pipe I'll smoke, no horse I'll yoke, till my plow is rust colored brown. Till the smiling bride by my own fireside fits the star of the county down.
Folks back east, they say, is leaving home every day, beating the hot old dusty way to the California line. Across the desert sands they roll, getting out of that old dust bowl. They think they're going to a sugar bowl, but here's what they find. Now the police at the port of entry say, you're number 14,000 for today. Oh, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, folks, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi. To buy you a home or farm that can't deal nobody harm, or take your vacation by the mountains or sea. Don't swap your old cow for a car, you better stay right where you are. You better take this little tip from me, 'cause I look through the want ads every day, but the headlines on the papers always say, if you ain't got the do-re-mi, boys, you ain't got the do-re-mi. Why, you better go back to beautiful Texas, Oklahoma, Kansas, Georgia, Tennessee. California is a garden of Eden, a paradise to live in or see. But believe it or not, you won't find it so hot if you ain't got the do-re-mi.
The Pogues with The Ghost of a Smile from Hell's Ditch, the final album with Shane McGowan, produced by Joe Strummer, and he would also front them on one of their tours, and they would sing a version of The Star of the County Down, which we heard from Van Morrison and the Chieftains, and now you get the whole connection thing. And in between it all, we had Woody Guthrie, one of Joe Strummer's musical heroes, actually, with Do Re Mi off of Dust Bowl Ballads, put out by Folkaway Records, and I must tell you that it is the most important record label in the history of this particular country. Anyway, let's get ourselves nice, legally mandated PSA, not an off-the-cuff PSA. Let's see. Ah, yes, don't drink and drive PSA. If you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind a wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. A public service message from WMFO and Medford Tufts Educational Radio. So, in this next block, as we begin our sprint to the finish, we got some Guided by Voices and some Blur and some whatnot. But first, I got this thing for all of you. But first, before I get into that, I just want to say, hopefully, we'll get a time and place here before the year is out, and Brandon Rainville can tell you his Joe Strummer, Johnny Appleseed story. And that show at the Midway Cafe was, in fact, a real ripper. Time and place, bundles, blame shifters, countertops, everyone did their damnedest to put on a good show, and they succeeded with flying colors. And this upcoming Monday, time and place will be at Charlie's Kitchen, and I'll be there, and I won't be signing copies of my memoirs, Ain't Too Proud to Greg, because they've been held up by the legal people. But you should still come out. I'm talking to you directly, Charlie, through the radio or the computer, whichever you think it is. Okay, here's this thing.
That's where it's at. Yeah! Hey, glad girls, I only wanna get you high. Hey, glad girls, I only wanna get you high. Hey, glad girls, I only wanna get you high. And they're all right, and they're all right, and they're all right, and they're all right. Glad girls.
And that's The Who with Bob O'Reilly live at the concert for New York City, November 2001. Then you tell you know what exactly went down that year. I'm not going to wax about it, but I will say, just on a musical level, that was an important viewing experience for me, because it got me into The Who. And even when things are getting crazy, 15, 14, it's not a bad age to be getting into The Who. Before that, Guided by Voices 2. Actually, no, first we had a live version of Song 2 by Blur, because, you know, you give the people what they want. Plus, we have a Space Force now. 2 by Guided by Voices, Teenage FBI, and Glad Girls, Human, from the compilation album Human Amusements at Hourly Rates, the best of Guided by Voices, and they'll be in town next month. I'm excited. And we started off with The Temptations, Psychedelic Shack, 1970 album of the same name. And as we go headlong into the final gasp of this episode of Great Songs But Nothing Good, I'm going to spin y'all a bunch of songs by and for and about, well, not by really, but for and about Chile. And as again, I don't need to tell you why, but we'll start off with Astor Piazzolla from the soundtrack for the Hungarian French movie Il Pleut sur Santiago. Anyway, here's a couple for you. Drink it in. Thank you.
De nuevo quieren manchar mi tierra con sangre obrera, los que hablan de libertad y tienen las manos negras, los que quieren dividir a la madre de sus hijos y quieren reconstruir la cruz que arrastrará Cristo. Quieren ocultar la infamia que legaron desde siglos, pero el color de asesinos no borrarán de su cara. Ya fueron miles y miles los que entregaron su sangre y en caudales generosos multiplicaron los panes. Hermano, la primavera que todos vamos construyendo a diario. No me asusta la amenaza, patrones de la miseria. La estrella de la esperanza continuará siendo nuestra. Vientos del pueblo me llaman, vientos del pueblo me llevan, me esparcen el corazón y me aventan la garganta, así cantar al poeta, mientras el alma me suene por los caminos del pueblo, desde ahora y para siempre.
She let your waters run red through Soweto. If you've heard about Chile, then you've heard about Soweto, where the blood of oppression runs deep as the mines. Chile, your waters run red through Soweto. The hand that chokes, the spirit of Allende, pulls the trigger of a gun on the children of Soweto. Chile, your waters run red through Soweto. The hand that cut short the song of Victor Jara put young Stephen Biko in a dusty hill grave. Chile, your waters run red through Soweto. The hand of oppression is the hand of hunger. The waters of Chile lap the shores of Cape Fear. Chile, your waters run red through Soweto. The same hand same water.
And that's Amerindios with Vamos Chile from the album Alejado de Ti, Pero Contigo. Before that, Billy Bragg, Chile, Your Waters Run Red Through Soweto from the Peel Sessions album. Victor Jara, Vientos del Pueblo from his posthumous album Manifesto. And Astor Piazzolla with the song Salvador Allende from El Pueblo de Santiago. And it's a songs with a purpose. But I will, you know, let you draw your own conclusions. Tune in next week for more of the same, except slightly different. We're going to be having a meeting about showtime, but I believe I will still be here on the 18th. Updates as they happen in the usual social media places. And so I will leave you staying in the Chile vein of things with a number. It was a classical take on a classic, Frederick Rozowski. And just because I'm leaving doesn't mean that you should, because Uncle Sam and Live For Your Die Radio are up next, and they have all the takes that you need to get through your week, and the songs are pretty damn good, too. Anyway, I'm Mr. Shoes. You're listening to WMFO in Medford, and, you know, always remember, la historia es nuestra.